Pope Benedict dedicated his last Angelus from Castel Gandolfo in 2008 to his predecessor, Pope John Paul I. Pope Benedict began his remarks by reflecting on Sunday's liturgy, in which the gospel was that of the parable of the two sons sent by their father to work in his vineyard. One said yes right away, the other initially refuses, only to repent later and then accept to fulfill his father's wish. The Holy Father said the parable shows the love of Jesus for the sinner who repents, and that we need humility in order to receive the gift of salvation.
In today's gospel, the Lord asks us to reflect whether we are obedient to the Father in word alone, or truly committed to following his will in our daily lives. May his words inspire in us a spirit of genuine conversion and an even more generous commitment to the spread of the gospel.
The Pope then turned to Pope John Paul I, who died 30 years ago. He pointed out that his predecessor chose St. Charles Borromeo's episcopal motto, Humilitas, as his own, a word that sums up that which is essential in Christian life and which indicates the virtue needed by those in the Church who are called to serve as authorities. Pope Benedict said Pope John Paul I had a simplicity that was a tool to formulate solid and vivid teachings, which he enhanced by frequent quotes from church and secular writers that he could recall thanks to an exceptional memory and a vast culture. Pope John Paul I also used examples taken from real life, from his own family memories, and from the wisdom of ordinary people. Before ending his Angelus address, Pope Benedict thanked the community of Castel Gandolfo for their hospitality and reminded everyone that on October 19th, he will go on pilgrimage to the Shrine of Our Lady of Pompeii in the month dedicated to the Rosary. Pope Benedict returns to the Vatican on Tuesday. I'm Charles Collins.